It is another edition of the Petawawa Toyota Local Legends program. I'm Kyle Robinson, and our guest this week is none other than Jerry Novak, very well known in the community for his work with the Grind, also a former OPP officer, serving and protecting for many years to come still, Jerry. So thank you so much for joining us here today.
Well, thank you, Kyle, for having me.
So, Local Legend, big title. I know you said off the cuff you don't like a lot of publicity and things like that, but that must be pretty heartwarming to be under that category.
Well, yes, I think it's always an honor to be nominated and for, I guess, such a special award for the community. So, yes, thank you.
Okay, so let's kind of get right into it. Things really started when you launched The Grind. It's grown leaps and bounds over the years since my tenure here. Went from a small space to a bigger space downtown, and then now to where you are at the old fire hall here in Pembroke. And the community support continues just to overwhelm not just myself, but everybody year over year with the Coldest Night of the Year fundraisers and things like that. So did you expect it to be what it is today when you first started?
No, not really. I mean, we're looking, going back probably about 18 years. And I started as a youth program, and I just went into a gymnasium just to work with the youth. And from there, it just grew into a youth center at the Salvation Army, at the old Salvation Army. And as the needs changed in the community, the Grind kind of grew and just trying to, you know, fill the gaps where we saw a need. And that's where we are today. We have a full soup kitchen and client services and now working on a warming center. So, yeah, very proud of what the Grind's done over the years.
For me, looking in from the outside, it looks like the Grind is kind of almost peaked at a point where, you know, this is the level where we need to be at. Do you see any more growth that the Grind is going to be doing over the years when it comes to client services or offering more things?
I think you're right. I think the goal right now, I think we're at that level now as an organization to do what we do best. But I think our focus is going to be really working with the partners that we have and trying to increase that kind of relationship in the community so that we can provide more services to the most vulnerable. So I think that's what we'll be looking at going forward. And, you know, the warming center was an example. You know, we worked with a lot of the community, with the government, different levels of government. So it's just seeing the community come together, and I think that's what we got to do.
Okay. Can you give us some details about that warming center? Because, you know, we all know the little dusting of snow is on the ground now. The nights are getting a little bit colder, but things are starting to really come together.
Yes, yeah, with the partnerships, again, with the community, the city, the county, and the different municipalities, we identified a location, which was the farmer's market, and we're bringing in a 52-foot construction trailer with heated washrooms, and we're going to open that up tomorrow, which is December 1st. So we're really excited about that, and we'll be ready to welcome our friends tomorrow night.
Okay. Again, you've always been a pillar of hope for the community in a time of need. You know, when you were busy with your OPP career, how did you kind of have that balance of, you know, operating the Grind, but also having a career at the same time?
Well, time management. And my wife can manage my calendar for me, so that's good. But yeah, it's all about time management and making sure my priorities are set. And family is first. So, okay. Yeah.
One thing we didn't touch on yet is actually the Valley Warriors program, which has grown a lot over the years as well. Give us some details on where that idea came from and where it's at.
Yeah, that's. I think we're going into our fourth year or fifth year, and I have a young son who is autistic, and it was just really difficult finding a sports program that he would fit into. So I reached out to a friend of mine in Ottawa who's a police officer who had a program for special needs hockey, and that's how the Valley Warriors developed. And now we also have a soccer program. So, we have about 16, 17 kids part of our program.
It is Local Legend feature here brought to you by Petawawa Toyota on MyFM. Our guest today, again, has been Jerry Novak. Jerry, thank you so much for everything you've done for the community over the years and all that you're going to continue to do as well. So we appreciate you and congratulations on being named a Local Legend.
Thank you.